going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm gonna give you my love.
Hi, welcome into TGS on a Friday. No Dave today, taking the long weekend back on Monday. The rest of us are here, and Rach, tell me if I've noticed a trend or if I'm just imagining it, but I feel like on the days when it's just the three of us, we play a lot of Zeppelin.
We do.
And I like it.
Yeah, we do because Dave, I don't think Dave likes Zeppelin as you and
okay,
I do.
Okay.
Because in the past I've played it and he's like, can we take a break from that? So when he's gone, I kind of take my opportunity.
Let's go.
We both love Led Zeppelin.
Go so deep cuts, go big ones. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm down. That's great.
Zeppelin rocks.
Just no BTS. Sorry, Andrew.
We should try it. We should play BTS.
I can't even name a song, so no. Can you name a song, Rach?
Yeah, they have a. I only know their English songs. I know Butter, mm-hmm. and then the one.
Hey, they have a song called Butter.
Yep.
Yeah. Smooth like butter.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I asked. Can I retract
the
question?
You asked, man.
It's a good song.
Can I retract the question?
You asked,
please?
Big dog.
Thank you.
Oh, and Dynamite. That's a really good song.
Sure, it's great.
If you like pop music.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't want to start down the road again today, Andrew.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
We're just going to leave it there. I think we covered all that we need to know about BTS yesterday. So as I mentioned, Dave will be back on Monday, just taking the long weekend. Three of us here kicking it around. We'll have a busy day, as we always do. Sue, too. So Sue Thomas is going to be in. Alvin Reed's going to join us later. Dave Murray, George Mahey. We'll have some baseball stuff here and there for the Cardinals. You can see, if you're watching the stream, you can see behind my shoulder. Wrong shoulder. I do that every damn time. Mm-hmm. I get the wrong one. Why is it so hard? You got a nice little Blues sign there. Big win for the Blues last night. They win in game four, and now we have some fun.
Yay.
If you lose in game four, the fun's probably not happening. But if you win game four, even it up, now we can talk about having some fun. Then it's a 3-game series going back to Winnipeg. So good win, though, last night. Big performance. Looked great. Kicked all kinds of Winnipeg butt. So that was fantastic.
Take that, Winnipeg.
I hate Winnipeg.
Take that,
so much.
You Jets. Nobody who likes Jets. No, they're a fun team. But obviously, I don't want them to have any fun past this round. It'd be nice if the Blues pulled off the upset and sent them home. But that'll probably hinge on game four coming up with a really good game three under their belt. So we have a little bit of everything as we go through on a normal Friday. And I figure I might as well start off with beef. And Andrew.
Delish.
You don't know this, but I have beef with you.
I haven't even seen you today.
I know. That's right. Yeah.
What
you
happened?
Vanished.
Well, I was joining Derek Gould for his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was doing for a little bit. But I had, so to do that, there's a microphone that we have that Andrew and Dave bought. I don't know how long ago. COVID
no, I
years,
bought.
Whatever, you bought it.
I bought it with my money
for the show. Whatever.
You're gonna complain about the mic that I bought with my money that you use.
Hold on. So no, because you always have said, if, you know, for the podcast things, use the mic. I've used it for Gas House Gang for a lot of times before it was on the air. So when we were doing it back in the sports studio, so I was using the mic. And I go into the drawer, Rach, where the microphone is, and there are three or four of those really good little fish cookies from Fish Fry just hanging out in the drawer there, being hidden away from the rest of us.
Oh, I didn't tell you about them?
That's what we call a stash, folks.
Oh, did I not tell you about those cookies?
But like... I have a stash of stuff in the drawer. Like, I've got ibuprofen. Uh-huh. I have beef jerkies in there. I've got protein bars. I got all kinds of stuff. And I'm always telling not just Andrew, but anybody, hey, if you want it, it's there. Mm-hmm. Go get it. No big deal. And I was not aware that there were fish cookies in there. And I feel cheated.
Well, the funny thing about those cookies is that, I mean, you can probably tell from the fact that they're still there. I don't even like those.
I thought they were good.
No, they're good. They're very good. They're just not my thing. They're not okay. My preferred. I actually squirreled them away for everybody else.
Oh, I gotcha.
I don't like them, but then
that's
I forgot to...
That's a good story now that you're being called out on the radio.
I forgot to tell anybody about it. Hey, listen, if those things were for me, they'd be gone.
They'd be gone already. That's a good point.
Those things are from like 3 weeks ago. They would not still be here.
I'll take this from DEFCON 3 down to DEFCON 2.
I saved the chocolate chip cookies for myself, and you notice you didn't see any chocolate chip cookies in there now, did you?
No, I did not see any chocolate chip cookies in there. I was just wondering, more curious. I was jokingly thinking, I wonder if they were bargaining chips.
Oh,
you know,
wait.
Like how you can use your commissary if you're in jail. Like you're going to use those as cash of some kind or currency of some kind. Not cash because they're cookies. But
I would like to use those as currency.
What would you like to trade those for, Andrew? Because I could use a cookie.
Hang on. I got to run in there. You want to do a rage? Okay. I accidentally muted the thing that we have to have never muted.
Oh, no.
So that the stream can hear.
Oh, no.
Poor stream.
Oh, I could have. Yeah. Okay. You're good. You're good now, right? Awesome. It's not muted now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
Nope. No big deal.
Our wonderful listeners do the classic thing where we get a million comments of people going, yeah. There's no sound. There's no
sound. You know what?
Yeah,
it's helpful because we want to fix it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. As long as they aren't calling people names, it's all good. We appreciate you.
You dumb.
You idiots. Turn on the sound, morons. You morons. Do you guys know that meme?
Morans?
Yeah, do you guys know that meme?
It's a
Cardinals fan holding a sign.
Yeah, M-O-R-A-N.
And it's like something like, wake up, morons, instead of morons.
Yeah.
Moron, I love the insult of moron.
Yeah.
I think that's classic. A funny name to call someone. Like, I've been called a moron before by listeners, and it just makes me laugh.
The tone is actually like almost like a humorous one.
Yeah, it's a funny name.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if somebody says it angry, it doesn't feel angry.
Right. Yeah.
Like, idiot can feel angry. You idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You moron.
It's like moron. It's like, hey, that's like a that's a nice whimsical name to call someone. It's outside the box of insults.
Wes says, I wasn't going to start calling names for about another 10 or 15 more seconds. good restraint, Wes. We appreciate it. Actually, I don't mind being called names. I actually kind of enjoy it.
Don't call us names.
Is it weird that, like...
No matter what Wheeler says, Rachel and I don't enjoy being called names.
Yeah, don't do it to Rach or Andrew or Dave. You can call me names. It's fine. I don't mind. Toughens me up, man. I like it. You can learn to take the pain.
You can call me a moron. That's
Yeah, Rach likes that. Is there a name that you would like to be called, Andrew, other than Andrew? Like, do you like preferred being called like a doofus? Or doofus is a good one, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you doof.
I can't say I prefer being called doofus, if I'm being totally honest with you. Moran is fine with an A. I don't mind. That one's okay. I'll take that
That's
one.
That's the greatest meme ever. Appreciate that one.
I have
quite
seen
a bit.
That one. That is a good one.
All right, so our beef is squashed.
Did you eat the cookies?
No, but I want. I will now. Now that I know.
One.
Now that
take
I know.
Take them home. Take them all home.
I ate one back on that day.
Yeah.
Because they're good. I like those kind of cookies.
It's a sugar, an iced sugar cookie,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite type of cookie.
I don't love an iced sugar cookie. I don't know why. They're not my favorite.
I get that.
No, they're so good.
Yeah. That's all
right.
We're
happy. I like
happy.
Oatmeal.
We're
like
happy.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. See, you're like, I do too, by the way, but so many people are haters on that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
People hate an oatmeal cookie. I'm like, I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of a type of cookie I don't like. I like them all, I think.
Most ones with like, if it has coconut, I'm out.
I can do coconut on a cookie.
Those sugar cookies that are like little sugar cookies and they have a Hershey's Kiss in the middle of them pushed down.
You like those?
My aunt makes those. Ooh, those are some good stuff.
Those are good when you use a Reese's peanut butter cup, too.
Also very good, yes.
Yeah, you know what's even better is when you make a peanut butter cookie and then you do that.
Yes.
You got to double up on
that
the TV,
like
man.
That was involuntary noise for me just now.
That was from your soul.
Absolutely.
That was like every part of Rachel just going, yum. I got to tell you, man, there's not much better than like peanut butter anything.
I agree.
Not
I
much.
Don't like the peanut butter hate. People who aren't into peanut butter, I'm like, I mean, there are people who are allergic, and that's
well,
fine.
You guys
I
get.
I expect you to die for
you
the
get a
butter.
Hall pass on that. But, we'll forgive you.
Yeah.
You can hate peanut butter. It's fine. We
but
get
if
it.
You just sort of like peanut butter. I find that weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried combining it with chocolate?
Or literally everything. Honey. You name it.
Oh, yeah.
Bread. It doesn't matter. So a lot, as I mentioned, a lot to do today, not talking about cookies and peanut butter. Although, I think sometimes we are at our strongest when we're talking food.
Yeah, I agree. when it really flows.
It's either food or BTS. That's when we're at our strongest. I was impressed, by the way, by how much impacted Dave Murray was by the BTS talk yesterday.
He knew a lot about them.
Did you think so? I thought he was more like just like sitting back stunned and stunned and awed.
Well, he may have been patronizing me, but every time I said something, he went, I know, I know.
I think he was. I think he was.
Have you ever heard Andrew sing BTS karaoke?
No.
I think, let me see if this hotkey still works because we have it right here. We could play it.
You recorded it?
It was on the air.
It was on the air,
and I'm not doing it again, so if it's on.
Let's see if this still works.
So if it's not there,
and
well.
If it's the wrong thing, I'll just fade out real quick.
All right.
Here we go.
Up in the
that's the wrong thing.
Let's rock and roll.
That's the wrong thing.
That's the we don't want an English version.
Keep going, like a rolling stone. When I'm up, don't jump up to the top, bro.
Why are you laughing so much?
Show me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong.
It was silly, Kevin.
This is getting heavy. Can you hear the bass boom? I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Sweetest honey. Yeah,
the greatest.
Yeah, like money.
The greatest moment of my life.
Trish wasn't even here yet. Trish was remote.
Oh, man. I wish we could put that in the podcast.
Oh, man.
You'd
be having a good beat.
He do be.
And stuff.
Well, there you go.
Really good
I should have. I should. I, you know what? I'm now glad that I pulled the restriction off of the BTS because that was worth it. Just to hear Trish go, oh my God.
Well, we didn't hear it, but at the end she goes, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, she dared me. This was we weren't even on KMOX.
Yeah, we
yet.
Were on 97.1.
Oh,
this
really?
Was still on KMOX. Right. Yeah, this
so
was like
this is
6 years
back.
Yeah, this was like 6 years ago.
Is that pre-COVID?
He was during COVID.
Yeah, it was during,
oh, during
COVID.
Okay.
And Trish was remote joining us as a guest and she dared me to do it. And then, yeah, as soon as I did it, she went, I'm sorry I asked.
Man. I was almost sorry that I asked, but now I'm really happy that I asked. That was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
I want to hear you try it one of these days, like maybe go into a studio where nobody else is around.
Yeah, I want to do the rap.
And not laughing.
Sure.
Like try to do it for reals.
Sure. Give me some alcohol.
He's like, yeah, I'll just bring some. We have booze back there.
We do.
We still have the spicy tequila.
We do. I've been drinking that. It's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah, it's not bad. Have you had it?
There you go. I'm not big on spicy, but I do like tequila.
Try it with one of your
yeah,
beloved
I'm
margs.
Not a big fan of the spicy part in
one of
that.
Your beloved margs.
Nah, I don't want to besmirch the traditional margarita. It's too good. It's too much of a legend.
I haven't heard that BTS song in a long time.
Man, I've been scheming on getting myself a margarita for days now.
Yeah.
And I'm getting one either tonight or tomorrow night.
Very nice.
I'm going out for Mexican.
I think later tonight watching a movie might be the play.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds fun.
That's usually the play like that. And I don't know why, but my go-to with that is pretzels. I love pretzels with
no,
that.
No, that's a real thing, yeah.
I mean, it's better with tortilla chips, but I usually have pretzels. I don't always have tortilla chips.
Do you make them yourself? Do you use a mix or do you mix
the margaritas?
Yeah.
I just buy the pre-made mix. I buy the Costco one. It's the best.
Oh, okay.
That's it's not even kidding. It's like a 1.8 liter bottle for like $9.50 or $9.95.
That is
that
is like the finest value for alcohol.
But it's also
you can get.
So good. It's not like crappy. You know, some of them are like, I'm not going to name names of the brands, but some of the pre-mix ones you get at the grocery store, they're just it's like Kool-Aid, very very little punch to it, not a lot of flavor. No, the Kirkland one is legit.
Okay.
It's legit. You can spruce it up a little bit, you know, throw your own little lime in there or whatever. You can spruce it up, but no, I'm good with that. I don't need to make it. I can just pour it. That's fine.
You should bring ice from here for your margarita.
Oh! The chunky ice?
The chunky, crunchy ice.
You know, I
ice.
Could do that, or I could stop on my way home at, like, there's a QT near my exit. And just fill up a cup with the ice.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good. We have just regular. Oh, you know what? No, can I do that? No, I can't. I don't have the ice cruncher on my fridge. I just get cubes. Yeah. I can salt the cup, though. We have the salt and the little ringy thingy.
Nice.
Ringy thingy. It's the lid for the salt.
Do you have an ice maker on your fridge?
I have Mr. ice makers in Ange. Are you ready for this flex? In both my fridges.
Mr. Whoa, two
fridges. Mr. Billionaire over here.
I was over here like, I almost said like lots of people do, and then I'm like, I don't.
No, I don't.
We got a main floor regular kitchen fridge, and we got a basement fridge.
Is it a full-size fridge?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know you were that rich,
I mean, I don't mean to flex, but, you know,
fridge.
I have two fridges. Although the one we, the one that was in the basement, the one that is in the basement, we didn't purchase it. It was there when we bought the house.
Do you have different items for the downstairs fridge?
What's that?
Do you have different items that you keep in the downstairs
Mostly that
fridge?
One's like a storage one. That's like, okay, we went to Costco and we got a lot of crap, so the freezer's, you know, full of the stuff that can't fit upstairs. And the fridge in the basement is like my drinky fridge. So it's got my margaritas and my dews and, you know, Gatorades and all that stuff.
I always thought it was like the height of luxury when people had a garage fridge.
Those are pretty good too. But I'm going to tell you, the man cave fridge is better. Because when you're in the man cave, you do not have to go upstairs to go get anything. It's right there. We used to have a microwave down there, and I think it broke.
Do you have like a grabber for your chair, and then you can just grab stuff out of the fridge without...
The fridge is way too far away.
Getting up? Oh, okay.
It's on the other side of the room. It's 20 feet away.
That's way too far.
It's way too far.
You gotta move that.
I think what I gotta do is I gotta train my dogs to go do that.
There you go. I've seen people.
Although
they're
too little though. Like my dogs can't reach the handle. So
there, people train their dogs to do that.
Yeah, I gotta get a bigger dog and we'll teach him how to do that. Hey, buddy, go get me a Gatorade. Man,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One of, you know, I don't know if you guys, if you're watching on the stream ever, you can see that a lot of times during breaks, I'm like eyes down because I'm usually I'm scrolling Twitter, sometimes answering an email or whatever. We really benefit from that. Like I see, ooh, breaking news, Cardinals did this or some other thing. And other times you see something and you're like, oh, what's that? So I looked over and I see that Plutarch is trending and I'm like, Plutarch? Why would that ever be trending on Twitter like this? I'm going to talk about this old Greek philosopher? Like what's going on? Mm. And I clicked on it and it's just a thing for a Hunger Games movie, which is fine. It's a character. I didn't know that character, or at least didn't remember. I don't know much about the Hunger Games other than I watched the movies and they were pretty decent. Do you guys like those movies?
I'm not crazy about the movies, although I do like Jennifer Lawrence a lot.
Okay.
I liked the books. I read the books whenever they came out, and I really enjoyed them. I know that good. I think there's a new prequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're casting.
Okay.
So the new, so the that character, I guess I don't remember this at all because I've only watched the movies once. But Philip Seymour Hoffman was that character, and they've cast Jesse Plemons to play that character now. I can see that a little bit.
For sure. Yeah.
There's some physical similarities.
They've got similar vibes going on.
Yeah. They both have that, I don't know what's that, that kind of serious look.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of serious.
And they're both pale with blonde hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm looking at the picture right now. But anyway, you see the weirdest things like throughout the course of the day that you would never expect. And I enjoy that part. But then you also get like the number one thing that trends, I think, on Twitter at all times is anger.
Yeah.
It's literally like whether it's and if you so if you see a thing like Cardinals are trending, guarantee when you click on it, it's just angry people. And when you click on any other thing, it doesn't even matter what it's going to be. But they're, you know, they're almost every one of the trends will lead to some anger based thing. Not 100%. Right. Sometimes, you know, somebody just won a big championship or a big movie just came out and you'll click on that. And it'll be like, this movie's great. But it's amazing how much anger motivates action on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything even come close to that? I mean, like, does happiness even come close? Does something fun even come close to generating the reaction that anger does?
I thought I had seen a stat recently that people referenced like happiness technically more than anger.
Really?
Online.
Do they get the engagement? Like, do they get the responses?
I think the really, really feel-good stuff gets a really good response. It's just we're so conditioned to something negative is always going to stick out more than something positive.
Yeah.
Like, if you get 10 nice comments and one person calling you a moron, like, which one are you going to remember?
You're going to remember the moron.
Yep.
Yeah. And look, I'm sure there's some evolutionary thing that makes sense in there, too, right? Because any reaction, typically anger or fear, which are connected, would mean back in the way back times that there's something dangerous that you have to deal with right now.
Yeah.
So you tend to react to that more. And when you're happy, you're typically safe. You're typically in a spot where you're comfortable. So your reaction wouldn't be as direct. So I wonder if I'm sure there's some evolutionary thing, but I also know that there are people that really take advantage of it. I mean, like rage baiting and engagement and all that. That is really a true thing.
Yeah, like they're hoping for anger. It's not just like
no, it's the point
expression of their feelings. It's right. Like I want to get as many people angry as possible, so I get as much engagement as possible.
Right, because and the engagement is where they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they don't get paid on the quality of what they're doing. They get paid by the number of clicks that tweet gets or that the link in the tweet gets. Right, so you know we're actually financially incentivizing rage baiting.
That's a sad world.
That's wonderful.
Take you where what's to be, they say will be.
All right, it's Friday on DGS. Dave taking the long weekend. Back on Monday, the rest of the gang here. Sue Thomas going to join us at 2. Alvin Reed at 3. Dave Murray, 3:30. George Mayhew, 4. So we're going to have a lot of friends popping in. Obviously, some sports mixed in. Whatever other things happen to pop up. Fast food news. Bernie's going to join us. I forgot to mention that. Bernie's going to join us at 2:30, so we'll get our Cardinals fix as we talk with Bernie. Before we go any further, though, Rach, I demand. I don't know why I almost called you Rays. Razor.
Razor.
It's time for Razor's Edge.
Yeah, I want to
Can I call you Razor?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Because we can just do that forever.
If you want to.
I kind of like Rach, though. That feels good. Just like, you know, it's normal and regular. But I don't know. Every once in a while, you got to give a little edge.
It's Razor's Edge.
Get
it's
in.
Time for Razor's Edge.
There we go.
I want to talk about this. I've been wanting to talk about this for about a week. This article is from last Thursday, the 17th, which was also my big brother David's birthday. Happy
HBD.
Late birthday. But this came out on April 17th. So things may have changed since then, but it's mostly to get a conversation started. It's about Beyonce's tour and the fact that she's not filling stadiums for her Cowboy Carter tour. And this is not to say anything bad about Beyonce. I actually really loved this album. And I don't think she's doing anything that other artists aren't doing. But basically, some of her fans are extremely upset because I guess you can do like a pre-sale for these concerts and pay more money to get a guaranteed ticket.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So people were doing that and they spent all this money to get their seats. And then whenever the general ticket sales open up and those don't sell, that really makes people mad. Like, hey, why did you offer me this opportunity to spend more? I didn't even have to do this. I could have just waited with the general public and gotten my tickets and everything would have been fine. And again, this isn't about Beyonce. It's more about the concert ticket industry and how we've all gotten caught up in this, like, to me, it's a lie, or it's just this weird fake thing where, like, all the hype surrounding it makes you prepared to spend more and more and more. But sometimes that hype doesn't meet up with reality. And then you're forking over hundreds of dollars to see this artist when you didn't actually have to. I don't know. I've never paid more than maybe $80 for a concert ticket. I've never dropped hundreds.
Man,
I don't think I ever would.
You got off easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been very spoiled because I've been in radio since I was 18. I was in music radio in college, and we would get free tickets there. And then when I worked at Emmis, we were with those rock stations, and we would get free tickets through that. So maybe I'm the wrong person to complain about this because I've gone to so many concerts for free, which has been great. But now that I pay for my concerts, I wouldn't spend more than $80.
Like, really?
Even for
even for your favorite.
Even if I were going to see Beyonce, I don't think I could feel good about paying $500.
Yeah, well, I haven't paid $500 for a ticket.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've definitely paid a couple hundred. And I'd say typical now is like for a big show, right? Not necessarily a local show or a smaller act at a smaller venue, but
big,
like,
arena tour, you're probably going to be paying a couple hundred.
I would say, yeah, anything that would be even Enterprise Center or the Dome, for sure, you're probably paying $150 a ticket minimum. I've definitely done like the $250, and I would go higher for certain things, but it would have to be special. It would have to be something that's not happening much, or just one of my very favorites, and I'm also getting really great seats. Right, I'm not a big fan of the idea I'm going to spend $300 and I'm going to be on the other side of the stadium from the stage. Mm. But again, I've come close, so it's not that really crazy. That's not that crazy. But do you guys just think this is a natural evolution? Because artists don't make money selling records anymore. Not the way they used to, right? It used to be a whole lot different thing when you're selling physical copies and people had to go out and buy it. Now I'm just downloading it through Apple Music, or, you know, you're seeing it, you're getting it on Spotify at a subscription fee, but that would be nowhere near what you're spending to buy CDs like you were back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. But it also makes it harder for people to go. When somebody as big as Beyonce's got thousands of unsold tickets for a show in LA, that's surprising.
Yeah.
And I don't know I guess it could be people just aren't that enthused about this particular record. I don't know, but it sold really well, didn't it?
I mean, it could just be people are worried about a recession coming and they don't want to fork out.
That's fair. Yeah, this
tickets,
is it's a unique time, right?
It
where
is.
People are kind of nervous about how those things are going, and especially when you're thinking about making this kind of commitment, like a lot of people had to up front. Where you're thinking, oh my God, if I don't do this, I'm not getting tickets anyway. I wonder how many of those will get sold last minute.
I'm sure.
Where people are maybe ticket brokers bought a lot of them and they're like, well, we got to sell them. So now they're below face value in some cases. Because this is a big thing for sports teams, right? Whether it's hockey, football, baseball, whatever. A lot of times season ticket holders get mad when you get later in a year and all of a sudden the same ticket that they're paying a premium for is now cheaper. On a secondhand site. And again, it's part of the deal of making sure you get the tickets you want anytime you want, right? Like if you're in that position to make that decision, what you're paying for is not just the seat at any given game, but that you're guaranteed your spot all the time, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So that if things are going well and those tickets are hot commodities later in the year, how many Cardinal fans for 10, 15 years benefited from selling their season tickets to friends or to people, or selling them on the secondary market, even at a markup sometimes, because the seats were so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Where now it's the opposite. I think a lot of ticketed events are running into this question about whether you're being charged a premium to get in early or buy season tickets for a sporting event, and then later on feeling like buyer's remorse because those tickets don't all sell, and then the secondary market is now below what you're paying.
Yeah, the thing with the Beyonce tickets, I get why people are so upset because I'm sure they were in like some sort of like Bayhive club where they got an exclusive email like, hey, here's your chance. You get to cut in line. Okay, cool. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to do it. And then later you find out I didn't have to do that. Like, I totally get the frustration there. I just think it's funny that we've made it to this point now where it's like, we've all just kind of accepted, yeah, you spend a couple $100 if you want to go see somebody. And by the way, I'm a liar. I just looked through my text messages and I realized I spent $130 on a ticket.
That's still pretty close to what we were talking
about.
But
yeah, it's still in the same ballpark. But yeah, there's also this expectation, especially with pop shows like a Beyonce or Katy Perry, who has really been... Whoa, she has had a rough couple of weeks.
She's been wearing it a little bit. Oof.
But she is touring right now. We're getting ready for a tour or something. And all these videos are surfacing of her on stage, like barely being into her dancing and choreography. People are like, you shouldn't have went to space. You should have spent time in rehearsals.
Oh, she's kind of like not really all in?
Yes.
Like not trying very hard?
She's being really picked apart. And I just find that interesting because maybe it's the type of music I listen to. I do like pop music. But if I went to a big pop show like that, I'm not necessarily looking for killer choreography.
No.
But a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I think
they're looking for the show.
Yeah.
I think that's more important in pop music than like a lot of other genres.
Well, I guess
because
there's not like a band on stage.
Also, there's a very good chance that poor Katy Perry is not actually singing. She's lip syncing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So she better be
dancing. And if you're lip syncing, then you better be putting on a big, elaborate show. Also, I think the expectation's just been set, not necessarily by her, somewhat by her, but also by others. The expectation's been set that if you're doing a great big arena show with, you know, that's very, very expensive and costs a ton of money and in this big giant setting,
yeah,
it better have like a super high production value.
This better be a kick-ass show, right?
A big and exciting show, yeah.
I agree. I'm looking at these videos now.
Yeah, she doesn't seem
into
it.
She is not trying very hard.
No, she's
It
not.
Almost looks like a high school kid at doing like a, or like a grade school kid that's doing a choir performance. They don't really want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of like mouthing the words while everybody sings, which is what I did. I hated those things. I hated like we're going to do mandatory choir.
Mandatory choir is kind of
like, I don't want to sing songs. I don't want to do it. So I'm going to pretend. So.
And it was always like the worst songs too.
Well, yeah. The dumbest.
I would never choose this song. Why are you making me sing? There was a... When I was in sixth grade in mandatory choir, they made us sing a song about baked potatoes in front of the whole school, and it was just like, what are we doing here?
Delish.
This video is ridiculously bad.
Yeah, she looks really funny.
Like, she did a... So she put her arms out, so like two of these two male dancers come up, and like it looks like they're going to lift her up, and then she gets like 3 inches off the ground, and then that was it. Like, that was the move. The move was like, ready to go up this far, and that's it. Like, not even trying.
Okay,
that's one thing I will say. I will spend that money on bands that I know will put on the good show. And if I see that you're not good, or if I've been to a concert before and I'm like, that was pretty lame, then I have no interest. Because I paid a lot of money for Metallica tickets, but I know they put on a big show.
I know they do their job
the right way. And when you're a pop star, that the show is the show. It's not just the music, although the music's a big part of it. There's a reason they all get away with mostly using voice tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dancing's hard to do both. I totally get that. I never pick on them for that in a concert setting because the show is the point.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, a more traditional band, country, rock, whatever, it is more about the music itself.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just not super interested in going to a show that wouldn't be mostly about the music.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not about the big choreography or anything, but...
Yeah, so I'm probably the wrong person to be like, I thought what Katy Perry was doing was fine, because it's not for me. I would never go see her, like, no shade, but she's never been my favorite artist.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, do you guys even like seeing a show in a big stadium? I don't. I've only been to a handful of stadium shows, and I would so much rather be at, like, the Pageant or outdoor if it's going to be a huge show. That's a different
situation.
Like
being out at Riverport.
Yeah, or whenever we had Blue Fest or Evolution Festival or something.
I don't know. The arenas are great, but it's got to be somebody that fills it up. And I don't mean seats. I mean sound.
Okay.
Like makes the vibe worth it. And you got to be a pretty big sound to do that. Doesn't have to be a rock sound, but you have to be a pretty big performer to take the dome and make that feel like the smaller venue. Because you're right, the smaller venue, when you see somebody in that, you know, somebody big in that setting. I mean, that's one of the great, you know, when you're looking at, like, for, as an example, there was a few years back, I don't know how many years now, I can't remember, but 4 or 5, when Korn played the Pageant. Mm-hmm. That's a big band with a big sound, and seeing them in that place is like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But then they can also fill up the bigger stadium, too, with that noise. I like the smaller one in that case, but the big ones are fun when it's somebody that can actually do it. And there just aren't that many that can actually do it. You know?
Yeah, I feel you. All right, that's my little concert segment for Razor's Edge today.
Would you pay all that money to see these guys?
To see
Prime Age Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, I would pay.
What would you pay?
I would pay a lot of money. Like,
I mean, you would need a time machine.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to be bending time and space. So it might get a little expensive.
So we're just talking about concerts, right? Filling up stadiums and you know, having the vibe that people are paying for. I'm going to ask, I just wanted to ask you guys this because I watched the NFL draft last night. I always do. I'm a nerd. And 125,000 people showed up in Green Bay and were out in the outside, just in that area, watching an older guy read dudes' names. With some, you know, they had some graphics on the video board behind and some little highlights of the players. But basically, you're there to hear the commissioner read names of college players that are now going to, and 125,000 people. It looked like Woodstock. It was insane. And I love football. I love sports. I would never go to that. I would never be there for that. Not for a great game, I would go, but I would never be in that just to hear names called from a draft. But how does that hit you guys, that 125,000 people will gather and party like it's 1999 just to hear names called over a microphone?
I think it's kind of nice.
You like? You mm-hmm. think it's funny?
Yeah, sure. I think it's cool. I mean, it's kind of, it feels like, speaking as a huge outsider here, but it kind of just feels like an excuse to hang out.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's a downtime in the year if you're a football fan. There's not a lot going on. It is a lot of fun because it brings hope. Like, I'm a fan of the event. I love it. But it's amazing the hold that sports has on people. Right? That was kind of my bigger picture takeaway from it. Is like, I'm watching this, and it's every year now because they're moving it around. It was Detroit last year. It was Chicago. And every one of these places, it's the same thing. It's 150,000 people all gathered to party, have fun, and listen to names being read. It's not even a sporting event, although it's kind of turned into one. But that's the hold that sports have on people. What else has that?
Yeah.
Like, would you gather, would any fan base of any musician gather in numbers like 125,000 people in anticipation of a record being dropped?
Yes. That's happened many times.
Outside 125,000 people in Central Park in New York waiting for someone to drop a record?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
when?
Taylor Swift just went to a friend's wedding and they had to, like, end the wedding because there were like thousands of people converging on that location, trying to crash the door out.
Planned event party that people are buying tickets to.
Sure, Kanye had one
He had 125,000 people.
He's had at least like three. I mean, he had like a whole stadium full of people.
Did he play?
He like played the album.
Okay, so he played. It's a performance. Nobody's playing for this. It's literally just going out there and saying, guys, the album's out.
Oh.
That's what it would be the equivalent. It would be like, that's it. Have fun.
Did you guys see the video from the draft last night of, I'm sorry, I don't know anybody's name, but this guy's name was called, and then, like, his wife, his girlfriend, I wasn't exactly sure what was happening, was holding their baby and, like, clapping, and the baby was getting all jostled. Have you seen this video?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to figure out the
name of the player. You know what? That's what you watch the draft for. You watch the draft for watching the people's situations when they get drafted. Or, in some cases, did you see Deion Sanders' kid?
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders didn't get picked in the first round.
And he had this insane
big party.
He had this insane, like, custom built room set up that was all for his like brand that he's trying to get off the ground, and it was all like
it's like S2, right? Because he's
S2. It's called Legendary.
It's like a money sign. Yeah.
And so it's like he had all this ready to go, and then he did not get drafted last night in the first round.
Yeah, he'll go early today, I would think, in the second round. I that's part of the reason why I love all drafts is you're seeing like someone's dream being fulfilled to that point. It's really awesome. But we don't get that motivated to do anything for issues that are important.
That's a good point.
We will do it for we'll go there to hear names being read. We'll go to a concert and spend $500 on a ticket or $1,000 on a ticket, but for anything important we're like, I'll watch it on TV.
I found the player. It's Kelvin Banks Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
His infant son was jostled too much, and he spit up on camera.
Oh, that kid's like, stop shaking me.
It's a tiny little guy.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I always wonder, like, I've had a baby. I didn't have the baby. I've cared for a baby. That would be news, wouldn't it? Breaking news. Wheeler had a baby. I have cared for a baby. I have carried babies in public and, you know, in settings like that. Man, how are you not aware that there's a baby in your arms and it's okay? You know what? You got a baby. You don't need to clap. You know?
I think she was excited.
You can just smile. You knew he was going to be picked. Like,
yeah.
He's going to be picked. He's going to be I don't know. I'm mostly teasing, but, you know, be careful with the babies.